Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Ernest Price, and this is episode number 1574. We're talking today about fear? Not if you use nose the right way.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot AI. Fear is a word that we use to describe the emotional response that we have to things that feel unsafe. Fear is closely linked with anxiety, an emotion that occurs from threats perceived to be out of control or cannot be avoided. Fear is an emotion that is caused by perceived danger or threats, causing physiological changes, and eventually, behavior changes, such as an aggressive reaction, or running away from a threat. Fear is an important human emotion, one that helps to keep you safe from danger and prepares you for action, but can also result in long-lasting feelings of anxiety. Finding ways to manage your fears can help you cope with those feelings better and keep anxiety at bay. Having supportive people in your life can help you cope with feelings of fear. Help your children cope with their fears by taking their feelings seriously, encouraging them to talk about their anxieties, telling them the facts, and giving them a chance to face their fears at their own pace with your support, except that you might need to help your child to avoid the objects they are afraid of for some time. Do not make the child face the object of fear, as it can be triggering. Children can become afraid of situations or objects that adults would not consider to be dangerous. Acknowledge that fears such as falling through a sinkhole can seem real to your child, as toddlers are still figuring out dimensions and space. Ask them to talk about their fears, and about exactly what makes them scared. There are a number of ways parents can help their children conquer a fear of the dark. Parents can teach their children to fear and take caution when it comes to certain hazards, like a fire or crossing a street. Avoidance does not help people conquer fear, it may actually do the opposite. People are afraid of things or situations that make them feel unsafe or uncertain. Phobias make people anxious, fearful, feel distressed, and avoid things or situations that they are afraid of because the physical feeling of dread can be so strong. People who had intense fears or anxieties as children are probably more likely to develop one or more types of phobias. Other fears can happen because they produce physical symptoms, like being scared of high places because it makes you dizzy and sick to your stomach. In addition to physical symptoms of fear, individuals may also have psychological symptoms such as feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, feeling out of control, or feeling like they are about to die. It can be draining and distressing to experience the intense fears that come along with having a phobia. For a person who has a phobia, potential danger feels real, because fear is so intense. The experience of fear is almost always out of proportion to the actual danger that the particular item or situation poses, and the person with a particular phobia usually knows there is no real reason for being scared, and their actions are not logical, whereas most people tend to only feel fear in situations perceived to be frightening or threatening. People living with an anxiety disorder can grow fearful of experiencing the fear reaction. The fear response stems from the perception of danger, leading to a comparison to the threat, or escape, avoidance from it, which, in the extreme cases of fear, may result in the freezing reaction, or paralysis. Fear is experienced in the mind, but triggers strong physical responses in the body. It is not identified with a conscious sense of being scared, or fear behaviors like screaming and running. These physical communications of real or perceived danger provide a pathway for developing conditional fear. The learned reaction found in emotions, impressed so strongly in the mind, it remains in effect throughout life. Fear in humans can arise either in response to some stimulus occurring in the present, or from anticipating or expecting some future threat perceived to be a threat to self. This review calls for a functional conception of fear, which defines the emotion as caused by specific patterns of threat-relevant stimuli, which, in turn, produce specific adaptive behavioral patterns for the purpose of either avoiding that threat or responding to it. That is, many aspects of fear and anxiety could be helpfully described as traits, both in humans and other animals. A still finer-grained classification distinguishes anxiety, fear, and panic, three varieties of fear each associated with specific packages of adaptive responses.
But which could all be mapped as well on the threat imminence continuum. These belief systems predispose an individual to making appraisals about threats and experiencing state-based anxiety associated with fear of failure in evaluative situations. Like all emotions, fear may be mild, moderate, or intense, depending on the situation and individual. Because fear involves some of the same chemical reactions in our brains as positive emotions such as joy and excitement, feeling afraid under the right circumstances can feel like a pleasure, such as watching a scary movie. Fear is a complicated human emotion, One that can be positive and healthy, but can also have negative consequences. Fear can be healthy when it alerts an individual to be careful around something that might be dangerous. Helping is because fear can be a natural response to feeling uncertain and vulnerable. And a lot of what children are experiencing is new and unfamiliar. People can conquer unhelpful fears by giving themselves a chance to explore and slowly become comfortable with things or situations that they are afraid of. The first step to helping your teen get over his irrational fears is accepting his feelings as true and responding to him with compassion. This approach forms the foundation for some treatment for phobias, which depends on gradually diminishing a fear reaction while making it seem familiar.
Episode 1574 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ernest Price. Adios. Pod Bod Door AI.